Spurs reported annual revenue growth of 3%, pulled back by last year's racial spat. This as the company granted fee concessions to assist several franchisees in the wake of the social media incident. But the sale of Captain Dorego's and Brave's rib manufacturing boosted its profit, translating into a 14% increase in diluted headline earnings per share. Spurs CEO Pierre Fontander joins us on the line now. Pierre, thanks so much for your time this evening. So you might have turned a profit, but you've barely managed to grow revenue over the period. How much of the tepid sales performance are you attributing to the racist incident at one of your stores last year?
Well, I think it's a combination of both, really, because we made a strategic decision prior to that incident that our franchisee profitability was coming under serious strain because of the specials that we were having. So we knew that we would be in a what I would call a backward position, because we had to get franchisee profitability back into double digits. And of course, once we'd done that, then we had the other incident, etc., which led to the perfect storm.
Pierre, where you talk about profitability coming under strain as a result of promotional activity, do you see evidence of that promotional activity actually spurring increased foot traffic?
I must say, I think if you speak to Spur franchisees today, they're in a far more favorable position from a cash flow perspective and a profit point of view than they were some time of a year and a half ago. So from that perspective, it's worked enormously well for us. Of course, there have been other initiatives that we have done as well, which has assisted them from a turnover growth point of view, notwithstanding the train smash we had last year.
Yeah. It's got to be hard, though, to assess the success of very specific initiatives, Pierre, where this has come hand in hand with Ramaphoria simultaneously having taken hold and igniting some consumer confidence, albeit temporarily.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the current market conditions, and as I said to the guys in the presentation this morning, if I use the same line as 15 other CEOs in this country saying that, you know, we're in a kind of recessionary period due to subdued consumer spending, I mean, it's the same rhetoric over and over again. I think one has to be reasonable that there is no quick fix, and that one has to be patient. And I think there's a 12 to 18 month window where you have to look and say to yourself, okay, well, in that period of time, the economy will turn and that we will be in a forward position.
That being said, talk us through, some of the readings you're taking in of the South African consumer market right now. Because if you look at your divisional performances on a revenue basis, things have been pretty varied. In fact, very strong increases in revenue coming through from Hussar Grill and Rocco Mamas as well.
Yes, I think the top end of the market has been a little bit resilient, although I must say to you at the same time that we are starting to see that the top end of the market is also getting affected in this current economic climate. Mm-hmm. So whilst we have shown good growth, and the intention is obviously to continue on that growth curve, it's going to be a more difficult exercise than we have experienced in the last 6 to 12 months.
Especially where you've already got margins coming under quite a bit of pressure across the board, barring Rocco Mamas, right?
Yes.
Okay. So where you talk about, operational costs increasing ahead of revenue growth and that exerting a lot of the pressure on that margin line, what's the plan on reining in some of that cost base?
Well, I think at the end of the day as well, if you look at across all the brands, they all came under pressure with the margin, et cetera, in terms of the issue we had last year, because your revenue came down and your costs remained the same. Although in the last quarter you can see that we have improved substantially in controlling those costs because of the revenue increasing as well.
Yeah. Margins in your manufacturing facility declined slightly, and you cite that's due to higher input costs which were not passed on to your franchisees. How long can something like that be sustained, the cushion that you're providing?
Well, I think, at the end of the day, again, there's certain initiatives that we've done where we've improved franchisee profitability. The success is always based on, their profitability is our success. So one will have to have a careful look at it. Certain of our products are imported. We are building a brand new facility with brand new technology, again, to maintain those particular margins we currently have in place. Mm-hmm. So the longer that I can keep that going, the better.
Yeah. The manufacturing and distribution division grew revenue by 2.4%. It's been held back by lower restaurant foot traffic, reduced volumes on account of that. But also, and this is interesting, increasing proportion of products being made in the restaurants themselves. So talk us through what exactly is happening there and how rife the risk of cannibalization of your manufacturing division is at this stage.
Well, they're two separate issues. What we're doing in store now is that with the advent of a lot of European technology from an equipment point of view coming into South Africa, a lot of our franchisees have invested substantially in doing their own home-baked desserts, for instance, doing certain other products that they can do in store, which didn't come from our supply chain. You know, they were originally in the stores themselves, et cetera. We did supply it through a third-party supplier, but the guys are making it themselves, therefore increasing their margin. And, of course, most importantly, the quality aspect is far more consistent. So it doesn't have a direct impact on our sales in our central kitchen.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Pierre. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, CEO of Spur, Pierre van Tonder.